To talk about today, worry. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, do not worry. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? It's funny, isn't it? Because worry actually shortens your life. You know, when you're stressed about things, it's not good for your body. It has a detrimental effect. Worry shortens your life. And not by hours, but by years sometimes. It can cause you to have heart attacks and all that kind of stuff. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers in the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Lord, I just ask that you would help this scripture to land in our hearts. I ask that you would really help this to grow and that we would live this. That we wouldn't be a people of worry, that we would be a people of faith. Amen. So the opposite of faith is worry. You know, it says don't worry a couple of times in there. If we have faith, if we believe that God is good, like this is a promise that God has given us. And if we believe the word, and if we believe the promises that God has given us, why should we worry? Why worry about what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat? I mean, we need it. We need clothes. Believe me, you don't want to see this without the clothes. We need it, and God knows that we need it. Part of what brought us to England was my desire for a journey of faith. I used to hear stories of Zelobia and her mom, and they would talk about... They would need something. I'll give an example. Zelobia wanted to go. There was a trip that was being planned in when Zelobia was in high school, year 11, year 10, and Zelobia approached, talked to her mother about it. I don't think you were asking to go on it, were you? She was just saying, "There's this trip that they're doing, and it would be great fun and that sort of stuff, or it'd be a neat trip or whatever." And Zelobia's mom said, "Well, let's pray about it and let's see if this is God, if he'll provide." And so they had to make monthly payments, and every month, see, I clearly haven't paid attention to the story well enough. I'm worried about that after church. The money came in every month without any worry, and it never took away from anything else in the household. They were on their own. Was your mom working? So her mom was working, but the finances that were coming in were enough to pay the bills, and that's it. Zelobia was able to go on a trip that was a once in a lifetime experience. She went on a Mediterranean cruise. She came to England for part of it to get on the ship, and they did a little bit of travel in England, and they went around the Mediterranean, several different ports. She saw Corinth, and she went to Israel, right? Yugoslavia, what was then Yugoslavia, a couple other places I don't remember, but you know that was God's provision. That was in addition to food and clothes. You know, they didn't have to do without on any of those things. So I used to hear Zelobia talk about stories like this, and I used to think, oh, I wish I could experience stuff like that, and. I didn't really realize, I didn't really understand what I was wishing for. You know, I mean, it's great to see God provide. We are so grateful that God provided the finances for our trip to Canada and for all of that sort of stuff. But, you know, there was a reasonable amount of anxiety in my own heart leading up to that, especially once we put especially once we bought the plane tickets on our MasterCard. We don't like to do that. We've never done that in the past. So, you know, there is, when you step out in faith, there is that moment where you wonder, oh my goodness, is this really going to work? Pastor that was the pastor at the Langley Vineyard when I first became a Christian, he used to describe it like you go to the edge of the diving board and you look down and the pool is empty. And God says, jump. And he would argue with God. I'm not sure if this was a picture that God gave him or this is, I don't know exactly how it went, but you know, he would say, well, could you not at least start filling the pool before I jump? Nope. Jump. I'll fill the pool. That's what faith is like. You know, worry causes you to make plans and to try and scheme and to do things. So one of our issues in going to Canada was getting all of our Canadian passports. And if you're dual citizen, you now have to travel on your Canadian passport into Canada. None of us have current Canadian passports, so we all had to apply for them. I don't even have my birth certificate to prove that I'm a Canadian citizen, so I had to get that first. In the natural, there's no way that my passport application is going to be complete and I'll have my passport in my hand when I leave. It won't happen in the natural. And so I started thinking, okay, how can I do this? What can I do? So sent an email to the birth certificate, the registrar's office in Alberta, trying to think maybe they could send it directly to Ottawa instead or send it directly to London. And then I was thinking, well, why don't I just travel on my British passport? I mean, how are they going to know that I'm Canadian? And then I thought, well, clearly I will have to talk at some point, and I am not good at doing accents, so I think my accent would give me away, but that's what worry does to you. It causes you, I mean, how is that even a rational thought, really, and why would I, as a believer, want to break the law? You know, I don't want to do that. I don't. But I was thinking, we've paid this money, and I want to go to Canada, and my family's going to go, and I'm going to be stuck here in England. Not that England is a bad place to be, but when the rest of your family is in Canada, that's where you want to be. Well, you could still fly, Ezra. You could still go. But you'd have to fly on your own. I'm not sure if your mother would really like that. Anyways, so there is a solution around that. It was a natural solution. I didn't need to scheme, you know. You know, maybe miraculously my passport will be in my hands when I leave. I'm not really sure. But there is a legal and normal thing that we can do in order for me to fly, or all of us to fly, even if none of us have our passports. So that's not an issue. That was the part that Zlobi was asking me to clarify. Our passport issues have been resolved. But worry causes you to do things that you wouldn't normally do. You know, it causes you to try and force God to do something, to put yourself in a position where you don't need to be. And worry begets worry. You know, if you do that, if you put yourself in a position, take a step outside of faith, then it's the worry that you were experiencing is going to be multiplied. And it'll be multiplied, and it'll be multiplied. But when we rest in faith, when we believe that God, if God has given you a promise, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, it could be anything, a trip or a job, food and clothes. You know, if he's promised those things, if we rest in that, and if we rest in him, then we'll be open to how the provision comes. It might not necessarily come as a whack of cash through the letterbox. You know, for the food and clothes, it might come as a job to earn the money to pay for it. It might be a miraculous, maybe a pile of clothes will just appear beside you. God could do that. You know, God could do that. I've never experienced it. I would like to, but I've never experienced that. You know, worry causes all sorts of issues within our mind and within our spirit. One time we had a a car that the transmission had broken on. Zlobia was on her way to school, and she phoned me and said, the car's not working. I said, I'm in Oxford, there's nothing I can do, I'm sorry, but, you know. So she got the kids to school, but from that moment on, until I got home, I accomplished absolutely nothing at work. Not a thing. All I could think about was, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Where are we going to come up with this money? I mean, I don't know if you know, but a transmission is pretty expensive. I think it was like £1,800 to get the transmission fixed. And we certainly didn't have that. I was absolutely immobilized by panic and worry. And that whole day was a waste. And at the end of the day, some friends came and they gave us the money to repair the car. And I can't remember what scripture they put a scripture, I don't remember the exact reference, but it says, you know, if you see your brother or sister in need and you don't help them, then, you know, woe to you sort of thing. Or how can you say, go be warm and be merry? I don't remember exactly. But anyways, I just felt like God, he just looked at me and he said, this didn't catch me by surprise. I knew this was going to happen. You didn't have to worry about it. I knew the solution. You know, at the end of this verse, my phone turned off. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. You know, it doesn't say don't ask for clothes and food and provision, you know. But what we need to do, seeking his kingdom, is seeking him in who he is, in seeking God. You know, what is his kingdom? His kingdom is freedom, peace. What are all the fruits of the Spirit? Joy, love, kindness. I'm missing some. Patience. I don't have much of that. But that is all part of God's kingdom. We need to seek God. We need to seek his kingdom. You know, when we need something, we can ask. You know, we didn't just think about going to Canada. We asked Jesus, we'd love to go to Canada. We'd love to go to Canada. Is this something that you will provide for us? You know, when we need something, we can ask. But the more important things are his kingdom, you know? Getting to know him throughout all of the ups and downs and things. I mean, I'm sure everybody in here is worried from time to time. You know, I've shared a couple of mine already. But, you know, it's the revelation that we get, like Sandra was talking about the revelation that she got, that caring and worrying are not the same thing. You know, that's a revelation of God's heart for her. That's a revelation of truth. You know, that's something that she can now stand on. You know, if we're praying for healing for things, even when the healing doesn't come, the healing doesn't come. Not meaning to speak without faith. But, you know, sometimes we pray and things don't seem to get any better. You know, and we need to talk to God about that, you know. We've been praying for Zamira for a couple of years for her headaches and Zelobia for her back. And, you know, we've asked difficult questions. But I won't speak for them, but I know that through that I've come to know God more. I've come to see his heart more for us as a family, for Zamira, for Zelobia, you know, as I pray for them. I know that God loves them. You know, I know that God loves them. I pray that for them. I pray that it becomes deeper and deeper for them. You know? It's in embracing those struggles, the where we seem to lack, and just with God's grace, just saying, God, I don't understand. You know, I don't understand. You know that we need this, or I feel that I need this. But I'm open to your provision in however it comes, in whatever way it comes, whatever form that it comes in. You know? Knowing God is the more important part than even eating. You know, it says that we don't live by bread alone, but by the word of God. I mean, we need food to survive. Obviously, physically, he's created us the way he has. He knows that we need food. But it's more important to hear his word for us in every situation. It's more important that we know that we get a revelation of his heart for us and his heart for other people. You know, because when we're praying for other people, we can then get his heart. That's also part of his kingdom, is getting an understanding of how he sees the people in the estate next to us, you know, or the people sitting in the seat next to you. You know, that is more important. That is God's kingdom. You know, it says that Solomon was, or the grass and the lilies were clothed greater than Solomon. I don't quite get that, because I'm sure Solomon had some pretty fancy duds. But you know, I do know that if like for me, and I know that there are a couple others out there as well. I know Julie's one of them. You know, I go out into nature, and I experience God. I can see that. You know, his kingdom, understanding more and more of who he is and where he's taking us, is more important than anything that we might do. It's more important than anything that we might need. So I just, you know, I just really felt that if you're worried, if there's anybody worried about anything, like, and I'm talking worried. You know, like if there's something that is causing you anxiety to the point of paralysis, you know, and I, when I say paralysis, I mean spiritual paralysis, not even able to pray, not able to ask God, not able to see that he might have provision, then I'd like to pray for you. You know, I'd like to, you know, if you can stand and when I'm finished, and we'd like to gather around you and pray for you. I remember one time, we were not long ago, well, a few years ago now, we were quite in debt, and it was really strange for us, because like I said, we don't believe in debt, and we've never taken out a loan or anything, and it was causing me, and I know it's causing Zlobi as well, a lot of anxiety. You know, just like, I don't understand this, God. And I couldn't even pray about it. I felt a little bit of shame, some guilt, because I was faithless, you know, I didn't have faith, I was worried, but I just couldn't pray about it. And kind of right out of the blue, I wasn't praying, I wasn't worshiping, I wasn't doing anything, I was just driving up to work, and I just felt like God said one day, I will fix that, I will take that debt away. And I was like, where did that come from? Like, I didn't even think to ask God to remove our debt. I didn't even think to ask him to do that. But you know, that statement from God, it actually gave me, it's like, oh my goodness, you mean you would do that for me? For us? You know, we can have freedom. I mean, I can only talk about my own self at that particular moment, but I was just like, oh my, I thank you, Jesus. You know, it just filled me at that moment with so much faith. But whatever, if there's anybody who's worried about anything, Paula, would you mind coming up and playing another song for us? Take your pick. It's just that one moment, just that one hearing that one thing from God. It was 18 months still that we were in debt. You know, that debt wasn't cleared for another year and a half. And it actually increased from that moment to 18 months later. But 18 months later, the debt was cleared. And it was that hearing God say, I can't remember now exactly what I even said a couple of minutes ago, but hearing him say that he would clear that debt for me, for us, it just filled me with so much hope. And, you know, I wavered in and out of that hope over the next 18 months. I didn't live there, unfortunately. And that's my problem. You know, I grew in that. But, I just really felt like if there's anybody here today who's experiencing that, or if you know somebody else even, you know, a family member, a friend or neighbor, whatever. If you know anybody else, stand and let's pray. You know, because God can bring hope. He can bring hope in the middle of your worry or of their worry.